Hi, Warwick, how you doing? Got a quick question for you. I am building my parts list so I can obviously eventually bring my car down for you to get some more work done. I remember speaking to you a while ago about obviously I need to upgrade my clutch for when I kind of upgrade to that 280 kilowatt package. What clutch did you recommend for me? It's a 2017 STI. Is there a kind of like part number attached to that? Because there's a lot of different ones. Yeah, because like, because there's so many different types of clutches and stuff. And somebody, oh, what's the other brand of clutch? It wasn't Exceedy, but like, I'm obviously going to go with your guys' recommendation. But there was like, it was, I think it was like Uni Clutch or something like that. Yeah, I've heard a lot of bad things. One of my mates put one in his i30N and it just kind of shit the bed. So I was like, yeah. Yeah, I've got a mate who's a mechanic. Oh, okay. Yeah, okay. Does that include the flywheel as well, or is that just flywheel machining that you guys do? Yeah, okay. And how much do you guys put? Well, how much do you guys price the kit at? Yep. Okay. Yeah, okay. And is there different types of Exceedy heavy duty clutch for that year model or? Okay. Okay. So it'd just be just a generic heavy duty. Yeah, okay. I mean, and is that like the pedal feel is kind of relatively still the same or? Okay. It's just obviously to handle the higher horsepower, I suppose. Yeah. Okay. And your Blouch 2.5s, have they gone up in price again? Yep. Oh, okay. Oh. Yep. Oh, okay. So I mean, what kind of other turbos do you got? Because I'm assuming you don't have. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Okay. And what, in comparison to price, what are they like compared to the Blouches? What? You're kidding. Oh, wow. Okay. Yep. Okay. Wow. Oh my God. Far out. And I'm assuming you've got these GT pump servos in stock. You do? Okay. And there's no real kind of like massive difference because I saw on your Instagram post the other day there was a VA STI you had in it, had like it was 309, I think it was, at the wheels.
Oh, wow. Without, like, I mean, any risk to the motor kind of detonating and blowing up? Yep. Okay. Yeah. I mean, was the block completely stock on that STI or? Wow. Yep. Yeah, okay. Yeah, okay. Wow. Because I thought they rectified the head gasket issues on the later model Super Hot. Yeah, okay. Well, I guess better a head gasket than, like ringland failure or anything like that. Yeah. I've got a quite well. Okay. If. Yeah, okay. Yeah, I get you. Well, yeah, I guess I got a couple more questions for you as well, Rick. Sorry to hold you up. I mean, do you recommend going like front mount or headers or anything like that? Okay. Yep. Okay, even in the weather conditions we have here in Australia or in Melbourne. Okay. Okay. And I guess as far as headers goes, what do you kind of recommend? The equal length, unequal length? Yep. Okay. I mean, is it a requirement or just more of a recommendation if I'm going to that kind of power level? Okay. Yeah, okay. Yeah, okay. So it's just for better flow. Yeah, okay. I mean, what brand? Okay. I mean, up pipe as well, or? Oh, it includes it as well. Okay. I mean, is it like, I mean, other than Pro Speed Racing, I mean, is there other brands that you kind of recommend as far as headers goes, or? Are they? Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah, right. Okay. Yeah. I mean, what are they worth? Yeah. Okay. Okay, I suppose that's not, I mean, it's not crazy, but, yeah, I mean, I'd rather keep the motor happy. Yep. Yeah, okay. Yeah, and I don't want anything to kind of fucking pop. Easy done. But as far as your, like, I mean, as far as your knowledge goes, I mean, is it more just kind of preference? And I guess it breathes a little bit better for people. Yep.
Okay.
Okay. I suppose that's about it. What did you say the GT pump's turbo was? So 283. Okay. Yeah, okay. So does that mean the difference between the 10 centimeter rehousing and the 8 centimeter is not all that? Okay. Oh, okay. Well, good to know. I mean, yeah, because when I originally came down to you guys to get my car tuned the last time, and then I just wanted a quote on obviously for the next power stage that I go through kind of thing, and I'm starting to. I think it was even tricky for you guys to get the TGB deletes. I want. Oh, okay. Yeah, okay. Okay, I ended up picking up a set from oh God, there's a place in where was it? Hallam or Dandy? No, it wasn't Dandy. It was more towards Hallam. That's the one. Yeah. Avia. Yeah. And I managed to get them in wrinkled red, the same colour as the manifolds. So I'm like, sweet. But yeah, I think the other just next few things, I just got to get us some injectors and other bits and pieces, and get my clutch done, and then bring it down to you guys. But easy. Appreciate the time, Warwick. I'll keep in touch, and hopefully I'll be able to book it for some time, maybe mid to late next year, I'm hoping. Yeah, it's not exactly cheap, but then again, I want a little bit more power out of the car. Just, I mean, I'll be, I mean, I look, I'll be happier to, well, everyone says, oh, you know, you'll always want more, but then again, I'm like, yeah, I don't really feel like rebuilding my whole engine and going down that route. Yeah. But easy done. Oh, Warwick, thanks very much, mate. I'll keep in touch. Appreciate it. Have a good one. See you, mate. Bye.